The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We're going to talk about
rivals.
Yeah, I was going to say not riding the rails, but rather something else. Go on.
There's plenty of riding in this of a different kind. People have probably heard about this at this stage. It landed on Friday. Jilly Cooper, who no doubt you've interviewed several times at
this
stage.
I have indeed. She's great fun.
Yeah, and famous for, I guess, if it's not too early in the day to talk about bonkbusters, books that had a lot of very English kind of, you know, saucy sex. It's all so naughty. We all go home and spank each other kind of stuff like that. And they have turned this 80s one into a Disney show. And what I like about this, and this may appeal to you to a certain extent, that it's not terribly politically correct. I don't think it's wildly offensive to anyone, and it's, I don't think there's anything offensive in it, but it's certainly not woke. It is very much of the 80s. And what we have going on is two rivals. We have a very charismatic politician, Rupert Campbell Black, played by Alex Hassel. And God knows how he's a politician, because he seems to spend his time at the aforementioned riding, is all he spends his time doing. And he's a former show jumper, somewhat discreet politician, but somehow bizarrely has this Ministry of Sport in this cabinet in the UK in the 80s. Opposite him, we have our own Aidan Turner, playing Declan O'Hara, who's this serious journalist who's been poached by David Tennant to come and work in a new media conglomerate called Corneum. And he wants him to do kind of fluffier style TV. And it's leading up to this politician and Declan O'Hara eventually possibly confronting each other.
Now, rivals for the hand of whom?
Well, for a couple of people. One of them might be Declan O'Hara's wife, played brilliantly by Victoria Smurfit, who's moved with Declan, and they're both Irish in this and playing Irish. And at one point there's an anti-Irish joke, and in fairness, Aidan Turner's character says, "I'm not listening to that," and they move on from it. They move to the Cotswolds, and she doesn't want to be there, and she has, as Jilly Cooper might say in a euphemistic fashion, a wandering eye, and she's very taken with Rupert Campbell Black. Perhaps I should give you a sense of all this, right? So the opening scene is the most 80s thing you can imagine. The aforementioned Rupert Campbell Black is in a bathroom joining the Mile High Club, or maybe he's been there before.
He's on Concord. It's not just your average 747.
No, this is Concord. This screams the 80s. And if that wasn't enough, when he's finished, he leaves and walks down the aisle of the plane to Robert Palmer's Addicted to Love, which is the most 80s sounding song you can imagine. And this clip is him sitting down and meeting David Tennant after the toilet scene.
Enjoying your flight, Rupert.
Tony Baddingham. Do you know B.T. Johnson from the Scorpion?
Oh, no, but I hear great things. Did the Prime Minister give you permission? A journalist in the onboard toilet?
Lou, Tony W. Plebeian. B.T.'s ghosting my memoirs. No, I believe in laying one's ghost.
Oh, B.T., what's your angle? Champion show jumper put out to pasture. Now a powerless backbench politician casting around for his next hobby. Never quite achieving the success he once had.
Waiting in New York, whoring yourself around advertisers. You know, if you don't start spending some of that fortune you're coining on making decent television, you're going to lose your business.
Very much in hand. Just recruited a hot shit young producer.
Who?
Cameron Cook.
Never heard of him.
You will. Desperate to work for Corinium. Bit my hand off, in fact.
Hope it didn't bleed on your nice suit.
Yes, well, I actually saw that
yeah.
Because I gave up after a very short while.
Oh, really?
I felt it was ham. The whole thing was ham.
Like, oh,
the acting
dear.
Was ham.
You thought the acting was ham?
And I thought that the makeup on David Tennant, for example, was just so false.
But you not think it evoked the 80s very well? And were you not pleased by the fact that it seemed to be a show that didn't have an eye on modern sensibilities about what might be offensive? I thought that might appeal to you in some fashion, no?
Well, it might have done if I'd stuck with it. Maybe I'll have to go back and see a bit more.
I
just
think
found
so.
It, there's a word, arch.
Yeah,
I think
okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah, well, you see,
and I've read the books, by the way, and enjoyed them enormously. So I think maybe having read the books, that you conjure up images of these characters in your mind's eye and then you don't see them on the screen. If you see the screen first, perhaps going to the books, then you take the screen characters into the book with you. For example, you know, whenever I'm watching Harry Bosch on television now, and then go back to a Michael Connelly book, I see Harry as played on telly.
But did you not love the kind of 80s vibe of it all? Like, as you mentioned, the Concorde, the cigars, the upper or the upper class with their hunting and shooting. Did that not appeal to you? The kind of sending up of all that kind of classism and stuff? No.
As I say, I didn't stick with
you
it
didn't
long
stick
enough,
with no. it long enough to see. Now, the thing is, canvassing opinion around the office and through various other people, people are enjoying it a lot. I'm not going to suggest it's going to change your life, but to me, it's straight ahead good entertainment. And the thing is, all the bonking in it, right? There is a good story here because other things are going on. So Declan O'Hara has two daughters, and one of them, and this is quite politically incorrect, that at the time, how hot they're regularly described as. I was a little uncomfortable about all that. But Rupert Campbell Black gets quite the eye for Declan O'Hara's eldest daughter, who's only 20. It's a little unpleasant, it has to be said, viewed for the modern gaze, but that doesn't stop the telling of this story. And it's interesting to see where that goes. I also thought the TV scenes, I thought these might have appealed to you. There's a very good interview where Declan O'Hara has a guy who's been caught in a sex tape scandal. Now, I didn't think there were sex tape scandals in the 80s, but anyway, we'll forgive that. And he grills him live on air in this new TV series he's on. And I thought that was very, very entertaining.
But that's at the very beginning where he has the politician.
No, there's one in episode two where he gets this disgraced Hollywood guy on. And I think you would, as a person who's interviewed heavy hitters in your day, present company included.
I'll probably have to go back to this by the sound of
it. I think you might have to. Let me give you another flavour. Okay. I mentioned Victoria Smurfit and Aidan Turner. I think they're terrific in this. I think everyone's terrific in this. They were guests on Screen Time last week. The podcast is available if you want to listen back. But here they are. And I just think Victoria Smurfit is brilliant as a woman who doesn't want to be in the Cotswolds.
So it was Rupert now, is it?
It was a conversation. I was conversing.
You were all over him.
Oh, now I can't even talk to a man without you assuming that I'm after him.
Oh, grow up.
God, I didn't ask to come here. You're the one that took the cheque and just sold us all out.
Yeah, Maud, it's a horrible house and you live
a
terrible life.
Well, these are the people now. Oh, God, they're all horses and dogs and houses and cars and who's got the longest feckin' driveway? I mean, God, the men are all desperate to ride anything as long as they're not married to it. The wives, Jesus, they haven't had an orgasm since Pony Club Camp.
I thought you'd be smiling more. I'm really disappointed.
Three letters, not BBC, OTT.
Yes. And there's some other great supporting players in it as well. Danny Dyer, who's almost unrecognisable. They've put on weight on him. He's got this bowl haircut on. He's playing a kind of entrepreneur who's from the wrong side of the tracks, that David Tennant wants to bring him in to his new TV show for the money. And his interaction with the upper classes is very, very funny.
How many episodes are?
Eight. All available there now. So I think it's great. I'm disappointed. I feel bad, you know. Is it because you remember the 80s?
Possibly so.
Yeah. And I don't mean that as a criticism.
So I recognise how unrealistic the 80s.
Right, yeah. I was a mere child, so, you know.
All right. Anyway, that's available on Disney Plus.
Yes.
And it will entertain.
I think so.
50% of the people, at least.
Clearly, yeah.
Okay. Who have you got on Screen Time this week?
Well, funny. You remember we talked about a show called The Diplomat with Kerry Russell a few months ago. Season two is out. And I'm delighted to say I'm talking to Kerry Russell and the man who plays her husband, Rufus Swale. They're brilliant.
No, they're brilliant. And The Diplomat was absolutely fantastic. Yeah. I saw it advertised and I tried to click into it the other night.
Season two is coming next week. Obviously, I've seen it all, but it's great. And it continues that high wire drama that I know you did read.
She's absolutely great.
She's brilliant. She's a terrific actress. And it turns out she's lovely in person over Zoom.
She was in that series about the sleepers, the Russian sleepers in America.
Oh, yes. What's that called again? If only we had Google. I know the one you mean. That was her crowning performance until The Diplomat. She's absolutely brilliant in this. She really is. That's a great. Maybe we'll do season two because I know you like that.
Yes, loved it. Absolutely loved it. Okay, John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time. Thank you very much for joining us. And that's all we've time for today. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.